Yo folks, this is Perttu from Apocalyptica, your favorite cello metal band from Finland, and you're watching CMS TV.
Sir,
how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Couldn't be better.
Oh yeah, I hear you.
Do you believe me?
No, it doesn't sound like you. Sound like you're having the same kind of day I'm having.
Just, you know what, dude? I have been fighting this back all week, and it just ain't getting any better. No matter, and maybe I should just take like 2 or 3 days off, which I have not done. I'm so afraid that if I stop doing my stupid yoga and my stupid weightlifting, that I just won't go get back on the horse.
I hear you.
But my back is killing me.
Luckily, I'm paying for the rec center, so if I don't go, I'm just wasting money. So that's
forces you to go.
My inspiration to go.
Right.
Today is 2 years. 2 years since my shark attack, and I lost my leg.
Well, congratulations on your recovery, dude.
Yeah, thank you, man.
That's awesome.
A lot of love on Facebook. I posted a thanks to my amazing wife, my daughter, and of course my family and all my friends, including yourself. I thank to everybody, because
wouldn't be here without all of you guys.
It's been a bit too many to name, fight, dude.
Huh?
Long fight.
Too many to name, like everybody. I can't name everybody because then I'd be like one post would be like 4 pages long of people that I had to thank, but.
And the one person you forget, oh, bitch.
Yeah, and I'll forget somebody, and that'll suck. But since I have you here now, I can thank you personally for everything you've done. And I feel like a dick because Chisalka just commented on my post and it said something very nice. And despite our differences, Mike and I think we'll always be friends.
Of course. So. Yeah, look, you guys' differences are just on political stuff. It's the same as me not liking Chevelle and maybe you liking Chevelle. You know, that's the kind of discourse difference that you have with Mike. It's just one aspect of a bigger picture. Bigger picture, you guys are buds.
It's cool, though. It's like you see people that like the post, all of a sudden, like people I haven't heard from in 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice to hear from people. And like I said, I can't say thanks enough to a lot of the people out there.
How's your brain today? Good place, bad place?
A good place. You know, it was funny because Bob France put me on the air and after I told him that it was 2 years,
right?
The 2-year anniversary, let me tell the story of what happened to me and and all that kind of stuff. And he goes, well, I don't want to say happy anniversary. I said, no, no, that's quite the opposite, Bob.
It is a happy anniversary. Are you kidding me? We're talking about
2 years ago. I could have, you know, I was close to death, man. Like, my wife was standing outside of a hospital room that was being guarded by nurses because they weren't leaving me alone.
Right.
Because if they left me alone, there's a possibility I was just going to go. I mean, I was in a coma, leg was off, and you know, God only knows what was going to happen to me.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Today is happy anniversary. No shit. It's, you know, I'm here, and I think, you know, I'm working four jobs. I'm working on a radio show that, you know, despite his and Triv's differences, I always respected the hell, and so did Triv, respect the hell out of Bob.
Sure.
I think he does a great job. I think he does a great show. And, you know, somebody said I was kissing Bob's ass by saying that. And I'm not kissing anybody's ass.
Right.
Look where I could have been working. I could have been working on that other show in town, and that would have sucked. I'm working for a show that I actually respect and like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing this show with you. I have other things that I'm doing. I'm driving again. I mean, you know, I like life. And,
yeah,
you know, when you go through stuff, I'm sure you know, life is, you have a new perspective on life.
Well, you definitely learn to not dwell on the negative day, but to dwell on to focus on the positives. You know, we all have negative days. Everybody does. But, man, when you've been, and me and you've been to the exact same place, when you've been dead, nothing quite is as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, man. You start to sit there and go, what the hell am I arguing with somebody on Facebook for?
or even stupid things. You know, I know I've done in the past, I would get on the phone with like a bill collector guy or something back in those days. And they'd be like, well, you owe 300 and blah, blah, blah dollars. And I'd be like, how dare you fucking call? You know, I'd be like losing my mind. Now I just am like, I've been dead. Right. You mean nothing to me. You're just some guy. You know, you just get to the point that you just don't care. You know.
Remember, but I had a telemarketer that called me, and you know, I got into it with him. He said he's going to be outside my house and stick hot embers up my ass. And, I mean, like, okay, well, that doesn't mean anything. In fact, I love that conversation now.
Sure.
I don't care about the little stuff anymore. I care about our country and shit like that, but you know, I, as far as the little crap, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But I do thank everybody for helping me through this. I realized also, I mean, I married my wife for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was out of my league, and I, you know, loved hanging out with her, and I love her, of course. But going through this, you really realize how much you love somebody, and they love you back. When you listen, what she stuck through with me and helped me through a lot of dark times.
Yeah, well, dude, it's really, you really learn how deep the words are.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, and that doesn't only have to be I love you, oh, I love you too stuff. I mean, you really, how many times in the past, and I don't want you to name any names because I don't want to call anybody out or, you know, but how many people before you got into, before you lost your leg were like, if you ever need anything, Seth, just call me. I'll be right there for you.
Yeah.
How many of those people showed up?
Yeah, no, you're right. Very few of those people.
Yeah, those people, everybody says it. And boy, when you're going through something, they are ghosts. You can't find them to save your life. They don't pick up the phone. They don't show up and, you know, help you. You put something on Facebook. Hey, I need a ride to a doctor's appointment. It is crickets. No one shows up on that one. Yeah. You know, you learn real quick who meant their words and who didn't, you know?
Yes, indeed. So, okay, we got like two people that are on Rumble. Is that what's going on?
On Rumble? That's on whatchamacallit. I'm not even on Rumble, but that's the direct chat or whatever we're calling that. Let me see. Rumbly. I'm not on Rumble yet. I was making sure that the mines launched today because that's important.
Yes, it is.
We have on Rumble, we have 29.
All right, so there's people watching. Okay.
And Rick gave us a dollar. Thank you, Rick.
Rick is the man. Yes. So well, there is a tornado watch here.
Is so, there? That what happened to, like to the city behind you? Is that Broadview Heights?
That's just our country.
Yeah.
That's. We'll get into some of that here shortly, but yeah, there's a tornado watch until like 7 o'clock today.
Oh, no kidding. I was unaware.
Unless they extended it. They might have extended it.
Well, you know, I keep my head in the sand so it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So sometime before this show is over, we could be
dead again.
Dead. Yeah, tornado watch until 7 p.m.
All through Ohio or where at?
Yeah, this thing goes. Yeah, it's pretty much all northeastern, northern and northeastern Ohio. Okay. And if you look at the radar, there are some storms coming.
All
right. I don't know if you can see the storms are coming, but
yeah, it's just a big old white screen.
There's some shit on the way. So.
All right. Well, be safe, peeps.
It'll be the first night that we are having mines. We'll have no power.
So yeah, of course. That's how it'll be. Or you'll have no internet or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a given.
I'll be doing mines by myself. So in other news.
Did anybody actually sign up for it anyways?
No. But we're going to do it free today.
Free?
Just today, because I want to make sure it worked.
Well, I'm not giving it my all. Fuck that. I'll do 15 minutes for free. My time is worth something at this point.
Come on.
Doing this show for 2 years.
You got paid today.
I did not.
From your other job?
All right, today's Tuesday? Yeah, I got paid today from that job. But that bill, that went right out the window for a cable bill.
Rick gave you a buck.
Oh, that's right. Rick gave me a dollar. Yay, Rick. Well, that goes towards the 30 I owe you.
No, I just made the decision to before I put it behind the paywall, I want it to work. I think that's only fair. You know, and that way people can see. They can flip over at the end of the show. Because that's what's going to happen today. We're going to go till 5:30 today. And then anybody that's watching on any other platform other than Locals will not be watching anymore. That's it.
Tornado watch is now becoming snow days for spring sports.
Oh, why? They cancel the Indians game already?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, the Guardians game?
There are some pretty nasty storms on the radar right now coming this way. So we'll see. Usually it misses us over here. It's fucked up about Broadview Heights. Broadview Heights is like the second snow capital of the world. You have Chardon, and then you have Broadview Heights. For whatever reason, because it's high elevation, so all the snow tends to fall here. It's really messed up because I leave my house here in Broadview Heights, and all of a sudden, it's snowing like a bitch. There's just snow everywhere. There's 6 inches on the car and all this crap. And then you go, like, down Broadview Road, and, like, a half mile later, you're out of snow. There's nothing on the ground. Like, you don't want to leave your house in Broadview Heights until you get to, like, a road, a main road, and then it's all clear. Everything's fine.
Right.
But you get they say, oh, the storms are coming. And I look forward to a good, like, thunder and lightning storm every now and then.
Me too. I love it.
I love it. And they say, oh, storms are coming. And then you get shit here.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden the clouds part, go around Broadview Heights, and then form somewhere else. But
I'll answer Rick here. Rick, you could go to minds.com/Seth Williams Show. And the very top post on the page is the viewing link for the Mind Show, and you can watch the whole show if you want to, or
it's at 5:30.
At 5:30, you click that link, and you will be able to continue watching me and Seth.
It's scrolling at the bottom if you need.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
See right there. Subscribe to us on Minds at minds.com/Seth Williams Show.
That's right. So do that, and then later, if you don't watch it, but you are a VIP subscriber to the podcast version, you'll get that extra 30-minute segment as well. So you can listen to it whenever you want.
You're going to get a half-ass version tonight because I'm not getting paid. So fuck it.
I'm going to give it my all.
Oh, good. Good for you. I've got a quarter of me listening. I'm going to give a quarter of the effort tonight.
There you go. Perfect.
What else is going on? So we had this list. We're gonna get into this list.
Yeah. Did that like put chills down your spine?
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know. Do you have the list that we could pull it up, or
I'm gonna let me
or not?
I can get it.
This list was shocking to me when we saw it. I mean, I'm tired of talking about nonsense. We got to get into real news.
We're building back better, dude.
We're building back better. This country is like an amputee, and it seems like every time Biden opens his mouth, we lose another limb. I mean, that's what happens.
That's hilarious. It's like an amputee. All right, let me forward this to myself here. Hold on.
Last night I went to the Kyle Rittenhouse event.
Well, how was that? Tell us about that while I get this forwarded over.
So Kyle Rittenhouse, the kid from Kenosha, Wisconsin, who shot a couple of guys that were trying to murder him, and one of them I think lived and the other one not so much. He was speaking last night at Kent State University.
Okay.
Generally the hub for liberal thinking, which is fine. It is what it is. They're all hubs for liberal thinking now, these universities. He was speaking there, and he was only speaking for like a half hour. That's it. But he was there in an auditorium that had 400 seats. And Bob France took some listeners out there, and I showed up. I didn't have a ticket. For whatever reason, I couldn't get one. Like online, I couldn't. It wouldn't go through, whatever. But I went out there just to see what the hullabaloo was going to be.
Okay.
And quite frankly, it was boring. Really? When I got there, there was not much going on at all. There were some news trucks out there, a good crowd for the event. And Bob got in, got to ask some questions, and the kid did his talk, and there was security everywhere. Kent State did a good job. Kent City did a good job of protecting everybody. And there wasn't a whole lot of protesters. I was hearing they were busing protesters in.
Right.
There was nobody really while they were waiting in line. And then after the event, there were a few hundred people that were out there protesting, but there were also MAGA supporters out there as well. So it was a mix of people with their signs up doing their thing, but no violence to speak of, nothing that I saw, nothing that I heard about.
Okay.
I think that Kyle Rittenhouse did a goodbye video on X last night saying, hey, thanks for the goodbye. Welcome from Antifa and stuff like that. But I mean, there wasn't anything. They didn't disrupt the event. They didn't shout him down and make him, you know, stop talking. He did his speech. He took questions, and then that was it. And yeah, again, some protesting after the fact. But that's the way the system is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can have differing views. You can have different opinions. I don't give a shit what you believe.
Yeah.
But you don't have the right to shout down somebody else's opinion. You know, that's what free speech is all about. You can speak your mind. You can protest all you want. But he's allowed to do what he wants to do, too. He's allowed to get up and say what he wants to say without you shouting him down and being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it worked last night. So I was very happy to see that, very proud of Kent and, you know, the students even. Even if we don't agree with you, at least you were cool enough to let it happen.
Were there, I'm curious, I mean, you were out there, were there any or a lot or a few people that were brandishing weapons openly?
I didn't see any. I know for a fact that there were a couple people that I knew that were there who went back to their cars and put their arms back in their vehicles.
Okay.
I didn't see anybody there that was openly.
Did they have signs or anything up that said that you couldn't have a weapon there?
I didn't get up to close to the building. I know that they were really vetting and checking people on their way into the venue. But I didn't get close enough to see if there were any. I didn't notice anything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was fairly uneventful. I mean, I didn't want to pay to park, but I pulled into the lot that had, you know, to get a ticket, whatever. And, you know, Bob was there and everybody else was there. And I asked him, you know, can I get this like expense to this work thing?
Right.
I don't want to pay the $6 for this thing. But they let you free park there, and it was fine. I mean, there was nothing.
Well, good. I'm glad he got to speak. Honestly, I hope everybody gets to speak at whatever their view is. I don't care if their view is that they, I don't know, if they're pro pedophile. I really don't care. I'll go with the worst.
Look, you're allowed to say what you want.
Yeah, say whatever you want to say. You know, you're entitled to it. And to be honest, if you're opposed, you certainly learn who your enemy is if you let them speak. So, you know, silly.
I'm trying to read.
Heidi just trying to throw the hook at you.
Or whoever it is, yeah. I'm trying to become a right-wing personality. It's pretty funny. He's not trying to become a right-wing personality. One, I think he gets paid quite a bit of money to do these, like, half-hour talks. Shit, I would do it. I'm not a right-wing personality. I'm a guy who just has an opinion on stuff. And he's allowed to go in. He didn't preach any kind of politics. He was in there telling his story about what happened.
Right.
He's a guy that was being murdered and stopped himself from being murdered by shooting people. I would have done the same thing. And Heidi, if that's you or whoever it is, Granny, now, if somebody is pinning you down or ready to beat your face in with a fucking skateboard and you had a gun, I would hope that you would shoot them too. You don't deserve to die that way. Whether I agree with you or not, Heidi, or whoever.
We need more criminals shot down. I know that's not the polite thing to say, but that's what we need. We need more criminals shot down. We need to end this nonsense.
It's true.
You know, I mean, dude, I'm on Twitter a lot, and believe the just the amount of violence that goes on. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, just somebody shoot this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I say it all the time, and I mean it. I'm like, just shoot him. And that's pretty radical coming out of me because I was that guy back at one time.
But it is getting out of hand. I mean, it's getting out of control, the lunacy that's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Granny keeps saying this. The best thing he ever did was the memes from the trial of him. Okay. He was crying. He was an emotional guy. He was like 17 years old.
Right.
I'd be crying like a bitch if I was 17 years old and they finally said, okay, you're off of murdering people. You're going to go free. Wouldn't you be crying too? I'd be crying.
Well, especially hell if you thought that you could very well go to jail for the rest of your life.
Yes, if I was 17 and facing jail time forever, yes, I would be in tears if they said, by the way, you're innocent. You could walk.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, man. It's crazy. But whatever.
The left always tried to make people so mean and so horrible. Like a kid was protecting himself. They were going to kill him.
If he'd had pink hair and a bull ring in his nose, then he'd be all right.
Oh, yeah. Then he'd be a martyr.
Yeah, then they'd have tore down cities for him.
Yeah. Wait, they've done that. Tore down cities for drug addicts, criminals.
Nah.
The Classic Nettle Show now has all of our videos on Spotify. Simply look up and subscribe to the CMS Network on Spotify, and you'll get the audio and video podcasts each day from the Classic Metal Show. It's never been easier to listen to Mealy and Chris, so simply open Spotify, subscribe to the CMS Network, and enjoy the Classic Metal Show every single day. Hail and kill.
All right, the list. We have the list?
We have the list.
All right, so build back better, right? That's what we're doing here. We're building back better.
Yeah, I mean, this I saw it. I sent it to you, and both of us were like, what the hell? So here's the
are
list.
Are we allowed to swear on the Minds broadcast?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
You don't think I would put us on a purposely censoring platform, do you?
We should go back to YouTube.
I'll add them right now if you want them.
We'll but be I'm banned
gonna,
by the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm not going to go back and forth with them, though. If we get if we get content strikes, we just get content strikes. But I'll add YouTube right now if you want. Do the rest of the show on YouTube for all I care.
Yeah, we're fine. All right, so I can't really see the list because
I'll read it. It says you wanted.
So this is the list of what?
This is a list of stores that have closed since Biden took office.
Stores that have closed since Biden has took office. Now, I'm sure that Granny is going to inevitably blame Donald Trump for
the
stores
closing.
Well,
it is Trump's
fault. Trump, while being indicted on 95 charges, has managed to close down stores as well. Now, I'm pretty sure this is because of Biden, his ridiculous inflation, his lack of attention to crime that's going on in the country and everything else.
Yeah. His flunkies advocating for $50 an hour for pay.
Yes.
Because all these things.
I'm sure that restaurants and stores can afford minimum wage being the minimum of $20 to $25 an hour.
That's right. So these are the stores that are closing or have closed or is closing. Walmart is closing 23 stores in 8 states. All blue states, by the way.
All blue states. Well, that's funny.
How's that working out? Target is closing 9 stores in 4 states. All blue.
All blue. Okay.
Walgreens is closing 900 stores.
100.
900 stores, mostly in blue states.
Now, if you remember, the Walgreens stores we've seen numerous times in blue states especially, where people are just going in, taking whatever the hell they want and walking out, and where some of these stores have actually had to lock up things like deodorant.
Yeah. And I think there's probably some of that. Some of these Walgreens closing is for that exact reason. They're just not willing to take the loss.
So, Granny, if I smell when I'm standing next to you or we're making out, it's because I can't get to the deodorant and it's locked up.
Let's
and
see.
She says, oh, no, Walmart. Okay, I hate to tell you, we can't all be as, rich as you there, Granny. And Walmart's an actually pretty good store if you need to get something for fairly cheap. But I guess you're just better than everybody, Granny.
Well, the point is it's still, if Walmart's closing 23 stores, how many people work at an average Walmart? 100?
Well, yeah.
Is that probably fair? Or is that
I would
low,
say that's
or?
Fair. I would say that's fair.
Okay, so that's 2,300 jobs lost.
Well, no, Biden says that jobs are everywhere. They, you know, and they're not going away. They're actually creating more and more jobs. The job numbers are fantastic.
Yeah,
I went to 2 restaurants the other night to try to get food, and nobody was fucking working.
Yeah,
they may have jobs, but nobody's working them. Asshole.
Yeah, I got news for you. If everybody has a DoorDash, if everybody's logged into DoorDash, that doesn't mean everybody's working.
Yeah,
that's not employment. That's employment only when you have a run.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, dude, in your, I mean, you're in the DoorDash world. When you pull up to Burger King or whatever, how many people now are actual customers versus how many are DoorDash drivers?
Oh man, you don't realize how many people are doing a DoorDash thing.
That's what I mean. It's everybody's. I would say that, would you say that a quarter of the workforce now is DoorDash?
Yes. Yes. Or Lyft drivers or Uber drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, it's.
You know why? Because you can create your own schedule and it's easy fucking money. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, that's it. It's easy. No responsibility. You know, you just have to show up. You know, that's really it.
You know what happens then? I mean, and we've noticed it. I mean, you. When I started doing that as like a side hustle, we're making $500-$600 a week.
Oh yeah.
And now that more and more people are jumping into it, and I'm working the same hours doing it because I'm working 2 other jobs. I'm still doing that on this as a side hustle. It's good extra money.
Sure.
And it's that money's cut in half.
Yeah.
Because there's people everywhere. Everyone from soccer moms to grandmas to kids. I mean, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman the other day. She had a minivan, right? And she opened up the back of the minivan, and you could see the 2 kids sitting in the back seat. And she's pulling out her DoorDash bag from the you know, the trunk and taking it up to the house because she's just a mom with 2 kids, and she's DoorDashing to make extra money.
Right, I get it. I'll put this up. There are over 10,500 Walmarts, so doing the math, that's point a lot, zeros, 9 of the total Walmarts. I'm outraged. You know what? I'll bet you the 2,300 people that no longer have jobs, that's 100% of that money that they're not receiving. And I'll bet they actually are outraged.
Yeah.
You can't say it. Well, it's a big business, so it doesn't matter. 2,300 people, that's like a small town. That's a small town that just got unemployed.
Well, I'm sure they
grant. You can run any stupid fucking math you want to run. That's a small town's worth of people that now have to find new jobs.
And I'm sure Grant is going to employ all of them, right? And give them benefits and minimum wage of $20 an hour. I'm sure Grant is willing to, or if they need a home because they can't pay their rent, I'm sure Grant is willing to take them in, like all the fucking illegals that Grant is bringing in too, right?
Of course. Let's see here. Where were we on our list?
Walgreens.
Bed Bath & Beyond is closing its remaining 360 stores.
Well, in fairness to that one, I think the owner or the CEO or whatever took a nosedive off a bridge or something like that. And I'm not sure they were doing all but that again, great to begin with. Yeah, no,
many,
I get it.
How many people work at a Bed Bath & Beyond?
That's a lot.
50? Three shifts? 50 people?
Probably in stocking and everything else, yeah.
Yeah. 50 times 360. What, 1,500 jobs, 1,000 jobs? I'm terrible at math. Whatever that is, I mean, that's a good number of jobs. Lowe's has closed 50 stores. Macy's is closing 150 stores, mainly in blue states.
Well, and then Granny wants to know. And how many Walmarts are they opening this year? What, look, the point of a business is to expand. Yeah. So they may be opening a couple more stores, but they're closing 23. I mean, the goal is to keep them all open, but you can't because of the way that the government is running stuff, Granny.
And I know this much. When a Walmart moves into a community, it sort of takes a big chunk of the economy of that community, whether it's in taxes or whether it's, you know, income and jobs and whatever. They can open all they want. The communities that these stores are in are now hurt.
Yeah.
And you guys that are all, you know, kumbaya, let's have our little community here. Where's your community spirit? Why aren't you lifting these people up? Why aren't you outraged that these stores are closing? Oh, I know why. Because it happened on your guys' time. That's why.
Oh, believe me, if it was under Trump's time, Granny would be, oh, my God, that guy's... He's lighting the economy on fire, and it's burning down. We're all going to die.
Yes.
Put him in jail for all this business is going out of, going under.
Yeah. Let's see here. Starbucks has closed 61 stores.
That's good. They're all liberal fucks there anyways. So.
Well, and they're closing mostly in the blue states.
Yeah, shocker.
Home Depot has closed 15 stores. Dollar Tree is closing 1,000 stores. 1,000 stores.
1,000 stores.
How many work at a Dollar Tree? 20?
And I'll tell you what, when you have a fixed income, the Dollar Tree is one of the greatest stores you could have gone to back in the day. Now everything is not a dollar like it used to be, but it's still one of the cheapest places. If you have a fixed income and you need that kind of toilet paper for a buck, I mean, that's, you know, people need those kind of stores. Not everybody is as well off as Granny.
Yeah. I just am. I'm not even looking at the products. I'm looking at
jobs.
1,000 stores, 20 people per store. That's 20,000 jobs.
Right.
20,000.
Well, the job numbers are great. Don't worry about it.
They are. Foot Locker is closing 400 stores. I won't even blame Biden for that one. I'll blame Amazon for that one. Who the fuck's going to Foot Locker anymore?
I was going to say, I haven't had to go to a Foot Locker forever.
There's so I understand with you.
Yeah, well, they don't give me a discount now. Yeah. I'm bothered by that.
It should be one Foot Locker for you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The Gap is closing 350 stores. Party City is closing 24 stores, mainly in blue states. Big Lots is closing stores in Cali and Colorado. Blue states. Those are
blue states. Huh, interesting. Burger not here. King. Hey, I like not my here. Big Lots here. I like Big Lots.
Burger King is closing 400 stores.
Man, I don't get that one because they're all closing around here.
And when they're open, they're not doing anything.
Yeah, there used to be one in Royalton. That's gone. Used to be one in like Seven Hills, Broadview Heights, Parma area. That one's gone. There's one in Parma I think is still open, but I mean, they're closing every. I love, that's like my favorite fast food place, or was.
Burger King?
I haven't eaten any fast food in forever. But Do you consider Subway fast food?
Yeah.
Well, I've had some fast food, but Subway, you know. I only get grilled chicken and turkey.
No. Kind of the Subway Club, right? It ain't even worth going.
What's the Subway Club?
It has it. I think that has turkey on it and bacon and all kinds of stuff. I get everything on it except olives. I mean, they have to wrap it in like three things of paper. That's why I'm a big fat tub of shit.
I get turkey or grilled chicken with double meat, because otherwise it's all bread for me. And then I get cheese and mayo. That's it.
Right.
No other vegetables. Zero vegetables. They have an entire cooler filled with stuff that I don't get on it.
That's funny. They're like, like, put some meat on some bread.
Yeah, meat on bread with mayo. Thank you. And then they want a fucking tip. Well, I was supposed to tip you. What did you do? You squeeze a line of mayo and some meat.
Yeah, tip. Who tips at Subway?
They have them everywhere now. You put your card in, and it's like, I got really pissed at the one Subway by me. We'll get back to the list in a second. But one Subway by me, it was pretty decent. They got decent prices and stuff like that, so I kept going to that one. They're all franchised, so they're different prices sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're about the same. And I go to the Subway, and you put your card in, and then they switch to this thing now where it gives you an option of what you want to tip. It used to say 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, or no tip.
Yeah.
Now they switched it. So you can't give no tip, and they made it like 10, 15, 20, 25, but they took away the zero tip option.
They don't have a custom?
No. They took away that. Because I would customize it and just say a dollar.
Yeah.
And they took that away.
Am I nuts in thinking that tipping is way out of control?
It's way out of control.
This damn DoorDash and Uber Eats and everything else just fucked the tipping industry.
Okay, but hang on. Now, being in the industry.
I get it. Oh, go ahead and tell me, and then I'll answer.
The fees that you get from DoorDash are not that great, dude. You get maybe $2 on a run.
I understand.
And you have gas and shit, and on top of it, maintenance for your car and stuff like that to pay. You live off of that extra tip money.
I understand that. Now,
and being a Dasher, though, I don't care. If you want to just tip $2, that's fine. It's the people that tip like a quarter or nothing at all. You can go fuck yourself.
That's that's just ridiculous. But like my daughter told me that she won't even touch anything that's under $5.
If you have the money to DoorDash, you have the money to leave a few dollars.
Well, you don't though, because you're paying 30% more. You're paying your DoorDash and you're paying for the food, not the delivery.
You are paying for the delivery. That's the whole reason of DoorDash. What do you mean you're not paying for the delivery?
Here's where
DoorDash is so you get it at home.
Here's where tipping loses me. If I ordered a pizza 10 years ago, the driver was thrilled if I gave him a $3 tip.
Yes.
If I order a pizza today, they look at me like I'm a fucking asshole if I give a $3 tip. That's crazy.
How many years ago?
10.
Okay. 10 years ago, gas wasn't $4 a gallon. I paid.
Yes, it was. That was Obama.
I paid $3.75 the other day to put gas in my car.
That was the Obama time. It was $4 a gallon.
Okay. Well, again, I'm telling you right now that if I get a $3 tip, I'm excited about a $3 tip.
Well, yeah.
If I get a dollar tip on something that costs you $20-some dollars to get, I get go fuck yourself. Well, again, you're paying for me to deliver to you. You're not paying.
I agree. I don't disagree with that. Here's where you lose me, though. Let's say I order Burger King.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I order for me and my kid. The order's $30, whatever it would be. It all comes in one bag. Why would I pay you more for that delivery than I would if I just ordered for myself? It's the same delivery.
Okay.
It's 100% the same delivery, but I'm supposed to pay 50% more in my tip because I got my kid a sandwich.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you go out to dinner with your kid and you sit together and you order $30 worth of food, it's coming out on the same tray that it would have been coming out on if you ate there by yourself.
But it has to be loaded onto the on separately. You're not doing anything as the DoorDash guy different. You're literally being handed a sealed bag. Here.
Okay.
Take it.
Again,
no matter if it's one sandwiches, two sandwiches, or 10 sandwiches, you're being handed one bag. I just don't think that the price of the order on DoorDash should be the tip for the driver. Well,
then, how do you determine what the tip should be for the driver?
Well, you just determine what it's worth to you. Same as most people do it at a restaurant, quite honestly.
Okay.
If you go to a restaurant, let's do two scenarios with a restaurant. Both of them, the meal is $100. So with tip, that would be what? $120?
20%, yeah.
$120. I'm trying to keep easy math here. If your waitress doesn't fill your drink one time, are you giving her $20?
No.
You're giving her like no money. If you ask her twice and she still doesn't fill your cup, are you still giving her any tip?
I give a tip no matter what.
But no matter what?
Yeah, because I know that the next time I go there, I don't want somebody crapping on my food.
I will leave a nickel. I've done that before. If the service is super shitty bad, I'll leave a nickel. And then just enough to let them know that I'm an asshole or that they're an asshole.
I mean, I know that your daughter dashes, so you might understand some of this, but I'm going to explain it to you from my point of view. Now, I go sit at your fucking, Little Caesars to get your pizza for you. True. Now, when I get to Little Caesars, now all of a sudden the place fucking sucks, and I'm calling them out only because I've had issues at that place before. Mm-hmm. And so I am sitting there for a half hour waiting on your food. And now, during that half hour waiting on your food, I could be getting something else. I could be getting
a
delivery. I could be doing anything else. So you're not only paying for, your delivery, but you're paying for my time and my gas and everything else.
But now, why DoorDash, am I paying for that, and why isn't DoorDash paying for
DoorDash
that? Sounds like DoorDash's problem.
Look, DoorDash doesn't sit there and say, okay, well, you waited this long, we're going to give you this much money. They say, here's your delivery fee. Your delivery fee is $2.25. So now, if you tip me a dollar, I literally sat there for a half hour and then drove all over the place to get you your food and ended up walking away with $3. Fuck that. I mean,
I'll take it back to the restaurant though. If the restaurant, for whatever reason, the stove wouldn't start or something, and you sat there waiting on your meal for an hour, you're not going to still tip the waitress the 20%.
Well, of course I would tip the waitress. It's not the waitress's fault that something happened.
You would still tip $20 even if you had to wait an hour for your meal.
Why would I take that on the waitress? I mean, if that's the waitress's fault.
Because it's all about the service.
I can get my fat ass up and leave that restaurant if I don't want to wait an hour.
And that's it.
You're sitting at home waiting for me to deliver your food. Well, it's certainly not my fault that they fucked everything up.
No, I agree. It's not your fault, but at the same time, it's not my fault either as the consumer. I don't give a shit if you fucking book a flight to bring me my food. All I care about is that my food gets here in like a reasonable amount of time and hot.
And then on top of that, I try to be like a respectful, driver. Again, this is my side hustle, dude.
I
need to make money doing it, or want to make money doing it, because it's stuff I use for extra crap that I want in my life.
I get it.
And so, I try to be respectful. And if I'm waiting for your food, I try to send you a message saying, hey, still waiting on your order. Apologize that it's taking so long. This is what's going on with the restaurant. And I expect it to be not tipped like shit.
Well, and in fairness, the driver's
7 miles to give you food. Why are you going to tip me a dollar?
Well, in fairness, the guys that do that, and I get those too, I get those texts all the time. I do tip those guys. I make sure that those guys get tipped. You know what I did? And again, this is turning, we're going away from the stores for a minute, going back to DoorDash. But you know what I really hate most about DoorDash is when the restaurant fucks up an order and then I call about it or I do the thing on the app about it.
Yeah.
That it hurts you guys. Because that ain't right either. No, that's just not right.
Well, one, there's a specific rule that says you're not supposed to open up the bag.
Right.
Of somebody's delivery, because you want somebody like me opening up your pizza and checking it out to see what's on it, breathing all over it, touching it or accidentally touching it or coughing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I shouldn't be touching anything near your food.
Right. No, I agree. But and again, that's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at you guys, but at the same time, like in my town, here in Twinsburg, and I'm going to call them, I don't give a fuck. Wendy's in my town might just be called retardies because they never get the order right, ever. I mean, me and my kid almost, first of all, we barely ever order from Wendy's. We like Wendy's, yeah, but we barely ever will order from Wendy's because they always screw up the order. And I've had to do the thing on the DoorDash app where you say that your food's missing. I've had to do it so many times that now they give me a warning like I'm abusing the system.
Yeah, there's a couple of people we've had that problem with. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wait a minute. It ain't my fault that your restaurants, in my opinion, if it's on DoorDash's app, it's DoorDash's restaurant's fault. I shouldn't have to be grilled over hey, you didn't deliver what I ordered.
Yeah,
for me to get a refund. So if I ordered like for me and my kid from Wendy's, it's like $30, and they don't deliver it, or they give me the wrong order, or they give me half of it or whatever. Let's say they give me half of it, they'll give me a $15 refund, but they take it out of you guys.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's not right.
There's some stuff that isn't really fair about the whole system and the way that it works, but. Still, if people are looking for extra money, it's like a hell of a way to make some. Cause
yeah, I mean, it's an easy way to make money, but it does have its caveats, and one of them is that it has just destroyed tipping.
Yeah, but again, there's been people that I've dropped food off to that literally will tip a quarter or tip nothing, and they're sitting there going, "Why did I waste my time?" And then you.
Yeah,
generally it's smart ass kids that do this because we deliver in some neighborhoods that are really, really expensive, like pricey neighborhoods. Some of these houses are fucking mansions,
right?
And yeah, you know, we go up to the door or whatever, drop off this food, and then check out the tip, and it's like a dollar or less. And you're sitting there going, wait a second, you live in a fucking mansion,
yeah.
Well, and I'm not trying to make shit about that, but I just went out of my way for a half hour to deliver you your fucking burrito and you can't tip a dollar or $2 or $3.
Well, I have kind of a set, you know, as much as I'm bitching about it, I don't go under like four. Four is like if I order just myself a sandwich, like if my kid's not here or whatever, he doesn't want whatever I'm ordering, you know, I'll order myself a sandwich and I'll tip like $4.
Look, I understand that there's some people that can't do it. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't use DoorDash then.
Well, yeah.
You know, call a pizza place. It'll be cheaper on you. Even now, pizza places charge you not just, they expect you to tip, but they charge delivery fees. Mm-hmm. They didn't used to charge a delivery fee for shit. No. Used to be you ordered a pizza, it was $15 or whatever on the menu, and then you tipped the kid.
Yeah,
you paid your tax, and that was it. But there was no delivery fee.
Yeah, now it is. I know it's crazy, but yeah, I order a hell of a lot more pizza than I do DoorDash now, just because it's cheaper.
I order DoorDash a lot when I got out of the hospital,
right?
Because I couldn't drive, and there was nobody here because my wife had to go back to work, and you know my daughter was doing whatever she was doing out of town with my dad and stuff, and so I was at home a lot alone,
right? Sure.
And with nowhere to go, so I had to DoorDash food, and man, it is an expensive habit. I don't know how some people do it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thankful they are, because I wouldn't have a second job, but third, yeah. Fourth job. But
dude, you get into that habit, and then you look at your expenses for a month, and you're like, holy shit, I spent $800 on DoorDash. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. My daughter got into the habit of doing it because she didn't want to eat as late as, you know, I eat, because my wife eats, because, you know, we're out doing our whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to eat earlier, so she was DoorDashing, and she was paying for it on her own money. And next thing you know, her bank account's looking like really sad. I was like, what, dude, you're DoorDashing every day, man. What do you want? Yeah.
That was the only reason she's working. She's working at what, like Burger or a Dairy Queen or
Dairy
something?
Queen. She's working for
she's working to pay for DoorDash. And meanwhile, she's working at Dairy Queen. Just go up to Dairy Queen.
Right.
Go up there, she probably eat for free, right? Or
no, but
half.
She's still not driving, so she needs to get a license.
Well, get on that.
All right, let's get back to the store list. It's getting dark out here, dude.
Oh, is it? It's not here yet, but Well, let's hurry up and get this list in before we get closed down by the weather. Let's see here. Best Buy is closing 20 stores. Boston Market, which I love, is closing 27 stores, and I believe they're closing completely now.
Yeah, they closed ones by us here.
And I think they're closing the one. There still is one open for the moment over in Solon. I love me some Boston Market.
That's good shit, dude. It's good stuff.
I can't believe they're closing those places, but whatever. They're going down. Thank you, Joe. Kmart only has 2 stores left. How many did they have at one point? Like thousands?
Which one?
Kmart.
Yeah. They closed ones over here, too. Those have been gone for a while, though.
They've been gone forever around here, but Sears has closed all but 22 stores. This next one, I'm not going to blame the president on. I'm going to say good riddance to, and you're going to disagree with me fully. I know it. Regal Cinemas has closed 429 movie theaters.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. Why don't like movies?
I love movies. I don't like the theater.
Why?
Because I don't like the asshole that brings in the screaming kid, the other asshole that's on their phone texting and taking calls and talking to their friend and doing the, what did he say?
I think
he's going to kill her next. I think he's going to kill her.
I get it, but there's an experience to go to movies. It's an experience to get that popcorn. It tastes like shit, but it's still good because it's a movie theater. And buy that $5 candy bar and big drink and sit there and it's an experience.
I don't want it. I do not want. I'll get that same big candy bar from CVS for $1.25, and a box of dots or whatever. And I will put on a movie on my 55-inch screen and put some headphones on so that I got the full sound and I'm good. I do not need to go to the theater for the experience of some asshole taking phone calls right at the best part of the movie or their stupid baby crying or whatever. Okay, how can they not have made rules that you just can't bring a baby into a movie?
Well, I agree. There should be, but I don't know. It's just the experience of going to see a movie. All the movies are a lot different now than they used to be for me. I mean, tickets are outrageously priced. Okay. Now they have they don't just have popcorn and candy. Now, when I go, my daughter wants chicken fingers or pizza. It's like a dining experience, too, as well as going to a movie.
And they've made some good improvements. Like, I like the fact that in some of the theaters, you could drink.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that.
And the seats are so much better now. Now they have recliners. Seats, and there's a lot more leg room than there used to be. Yeah. I mean, it's great now to go to a theater, but it costs you. I mean, if you go for a family of 3 or 4 to a movie, it's going to cost you $100.
Yeah. As opposed to just sitting here and watching it on Amazon Prime for $4, laying in my bed, comfortable as I could possibly be. I can't get more comfortable than that, and it's $4. And no one's going to interrupt my movie.
Lightning has been detected near my location.
Ooh, better hurry up.
Storms are coming. Storms are coming.
Rick, you're kidding. I was unaware. The Solon Boston Market closed.
Oh, man.
I have not ordered there for a while. I guess I missed it. Damn it. Damn. I was actually thinking tonight might be. Now that we're talking about it, I was thinking, I'm going to get some of that meatloaf. Guess not.
One of my things I just love that I don't like to admit that I love is meatloaf.
I love me some meatloaf, man.
Are you a gravy or ketchup person on it?
Either or. I think I would rather have gravy, but I don't dislike it with ketchup.
Yeah, well, there's that ketchup glaze. I enjoy that.
Yeah. I like both ways, but.
You go both ways?
I certainly do.
Hell yeah.
I'm Chris or Christina. I'm a Zezer.
You're a Zezer.
That's right.
All right, where are we at?
Boston Market closed 27. Kmart closed 2. Sears 22. Regal Cinemas 429. Kroger grocery chain has closed 413 stores.
Wow.
Well, they might as well. There's no food to sell.
Everything, food's expensive. So
food's expensive, and there's less of it to sell now. Thanks, Joe. And that's all Joe Biden there.
That is Joe Biden right there, man.
I don't care about any of these other ones. You cannot say that Joe Biden did not fuck up the food industry.
Yep.
Because he did.
Somebody I just talked to the other day, this girl, and she said that she went to the store and what used to cost her like $30, $35 for was double the price.
Yeah.
She said she walked out of the four like half-filled plastic bags and for like $80.
Yeah. Dude, while we're just talking about food stuff, this is another scam none of us saw coming. I saw this on X, so take it with somewhat of a grain of salt. But a lady goes into Walmart and goes grocery shopping, but they go in with a scale.
Yeah.
Digital scale. And they pulled all the meats. So they're pulling these meats like, yeah, here's a packet of chicken. And it says it's 4.98 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Of chicken. And then they put it on their scale and it's 2.2 pounds. But they did it like 25 times in this one Walmart. Every one of them was wrong.
Yeah, that's why they're closing.
Every single. Well, but they're totally ripping people off.
Yeah.
They're selling you chicken. I mean, who would think, dude, can you tell the difference if you're in a grocery store between 2 and 4 pounds of chicken?
I wouldn't even think about it.
I wouldn't either. I'd just look at it and say, yeah, it's $6 and throw it in the cart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about it, but they're screwing you. You think about it when you get home and you make some food and then there's no food.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, wait a minute. Why was my grocery bill $300 and it's gone in 4 days?
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why, because they're lying to you.
They are lying, man.
You know, so.
And now, you know, what really irritates me, like the Giant Eagle by me. Mm-hmm. Did you ever tried a Leshy's in Solon?
No, I have not. I don't even know what that is.
The Giant Eagle by me now ripped out half of the, more than half of the registers that they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on and all these self-scan things.
Okay.
Walmart is all self-scan things. The Meijer by me is all self-scan things. When the fuck do I get a paycheck from these places?
Yeah.
Why are I'm you the one shopping. Job? I'm the one that's bagging my shit. I'm the one ringing everything up. And I'm not getting paid. Yeah. Take off the $20 minimum wage off my bill at the end of my run at the grocery store.
Yeah. And not only that, but if you don't, in most of those stores too, they'll charge you for the damn bags.
Yeah. I went to a store the other day. It's like a clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And in Parma.
Right.
And I got to the register. We had, I had some shirts. My wife had some, you know, pants or whatever it was. And we get to the front and we load up all our shit on the counter and they go, do you want a bag? Well, no, what the fuck do you want me to do? Stuff it in my shirt? Yeah. What do we put it over my shoulder? And they're like, well, a bag is going to cost you 10 cents.
Now, 10 I realize cents.
10 cents isn't that much money. I get it. But you add up that's all insulting. The 10 cents that every fucking time I have to go to a store and buy a bag, fuck you. Give me the bag.
That's insulting. I just spent $300. How much did you spend on clothes? $100?
$50, $60.
Oh, even $60. And you're really going to quibble with me over a dime?
Right. And you have to charge me for a bag? Yeah. What happened to give me a bag?
Yeah, it's a dime. Just give me that.
And I'm sitting there going, and finally I just said, no, you know what? I'm not paying for the bag. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I just walked out of there holding my clothes underneath my arm and tossed them into the car and then, you know, got a bag when I got home. And what are you doing? The Giant Eagles up here, they don't want to pay you to have the plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Now, and they give you these shitty paper bags that suck ass and they break as soon as you pick them up. The handles suck so bad. How about everything I just bought at Giant Eagle comes in some sort of plastic fucking container?
Yeah.
But I'm killing the environment by taking one of your bags.
Right.
Like, don't treat me like I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Give me the plastic bag. So I got this carton or this jug of milk. I've got cheese that's wrapped in plastic. I got meat that's wrapped in plastic. I got everything that comes. I got a 2-liter pop that's plastic.
Right.
Everything's in plastic, but I can't get a fucking plastic bag because that's going to kill the environment. Everything else I just bought is fine, but the plastic bag is going to kill people.
I'm going to see some fucking seeds
with a plastic bag stuck with
it. Right. Yeah, meanwhile, the CEO is flying back and forth to each of his locations in a private jet.
Where half ports are made in plastic.
Right? Uh-oh, more lightning.
More lightning?
I just heard it off your phone.
Yeah, lightning has been detected. It's close. Starting to get windy here.
All right. Well, here, let's get through the rest of this list. Right, there's only a few left. U.S. Bank is closing 23 branches.
All right.
Wells Fargo is closing 60 branches. Capital One is closing 50 branches. Oof. And B of A is closing 20 branches. 200 banks.
Bank of America? Yeah. I just saw some shit about them.
Yeah, you know, they're scummy, but...
Like they were denying, like, some right-wing people... Accounts and loans or whatever it was.
I have to say, though, I am encouraged by the fact that there is just stuff popping up left and right for basically a right-wing economy so that these cocksuckers can't shut us down anymore. You know, have you seen that? Like,
no.
Well, the big one is there's like a big non-woke media company that just got formed with formed by Mel Gibson, Roseanne...
I did see that.
And somebody else, but their whole thing is that it's going to be non-woke stuff. And then there's also, if you want to shop in places that are not, and let me be clear on this, I'm not endorsing this or not endorsing it, I guess, because I have not used it. I'm just saying I know it's out there. There's something out there called Public Square, which... In order to be on Public Square, you have to sign up as and acknowledge that you are non-woke.
Huh.
That you're definitely conservative based. If you're a woke business, that you're not allowed to list there. Well, but it's a shopping, it's like an Amazon type of a thing. Sort of. It's like say you needed some tires. You would go to Public Square and you would type in your city and you would type in tires and then it'll tell you, well, this place is, you know, is not woke, you know?
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, there's an economy that's building and I know Dan Bongino always talks about something that's like the alternative to PayPal or whatever.
You know, I really think it is. I really think that there's a segment of society that's starting to wake up against the woke culture. And you're seeing it even in some of these polls as far as MSNBC had a panel on the other day. Uh-huh. MSNBC is as fucking left-wing as you could possibly get.
Sure.
I mean, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, what's his name? Scarborough. I mean, these people are the worst of the worst when it comes to left-wing
sure
nut jobs. Mm-hmm. And they had a panel on the other day asking this. It was their panel. Of people asking about Biden's economy.
Okay.
And to every single one of the nine that was on there said, yeah, I'd vote for Trump over Biden.
And they said, wait a minute, Joy Reid said this?
No, I'm just saying that she's part of the NBC crew.
Oh.
No, they had a panel on of like just actual voters.
Okay.
Like regular people. And all of them said, Biden's economy is a mess. It was everything was better under Trump, and then they would vote for Trump over Biden. And they sat there with like these stunned look on their faces, like the fuck. It's supposed to be our panel,
right?
And yeah, I mean, I think there's a segment of society that's finally starting to go, all right, this was not as good of an idea as we thought.
Well, it's now real world. That's really what it is. When it was, you've seen that video, haven't you? Of the. There's a guy and he walks up to a guy at his house and he's like, do you support, you know, illegals being brought to sanctuary cities and being able to live with people? And then the guy goes, yeah, absolutely. He's like, good. And he waves three guys over.
Yeah.
And it's three guys. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, this is Pedro and Jose and Raul. You know, they're going to stay with you now. The guy's like, fuck you. They're not staying with me.
Yeah, you got all that. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like. Well,
good.
I was just going to say, it's an exact, that is the exact thing. it's great in theory when it's somebody else, but when it actually comes home.
Right. Well, did you see what the mayor of Los Angeles wants now?
You showed me this. This is ridiculous. Go ahead. Tell people that.
She wants the people of Los Angeles to, like, actually, they're either going to get taxed or the, you know, she wants them to fund housing for illegals. So whether it's rich people that are living in Beverly Hills or just the regular folks that live in Los Angeles, she wants to tax you so that you will, they can build homes for illegals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy talk. That's, we're living in a world that, I mean, to quote Triv, that I don't understand, because I've never, how can you do that? How can you possibly take what Biden is doing? I never thought could happen. I never thought that we could have a government that could actually take money from people like you and I to pay for college for people that didn't want to pay their bill.
Yeah. Well, dude, and here's the thing. I hope, because L.A. is full of these fucking idiots that support these kind of people and Newsom and all that, I hope that this does happen. And I hope that every single person that lives in those neighborhoods sues every time a crime is committed.
Yes.
Sues the person that paid for the house. They should absolutely sue whoever put these people in their neighborhood.
And I don't know when these stupid celebrities are going to wake up and stop, you know, talking all this leftist nonsense. Because
they're never going to.
When it hits Tom Cruise's pocket that he's starting to build homes for illegals, and then somebody sues the shit out of him.
That's what I'm saying. That's when it might be an issue. But I'm sure knowing the way these L.A. faggots take care of each other, you know, I'm positive that they'll have something in place that they can't be sued. It'll be like Monsanto, you know, where it can kill you, but we're not going to let you prosecute if it does kill you.
I just never thought I'd see the day when our tax dollars are going to help people that...
I know, it's crazy.
...are illegal. They don't even belong in the country.
Dude, between illegals and... the money that's just thrown away to the Ukraine.
Yes.
Doesn't that make you really question paying taxes at all?
And then they don't want to help our ally in Israel. Yeah. So we're helping Ukraine and helping, quite frankly, a corrupt government in Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not helping our longtime ally in Israel. We're letting people literally march the streets of America.
Yeah,
we saw that video from Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah,
where there's people no marching in the streets of America saying "Death to America."
Yeah, I saw that. Where's the rubber bullets there?
Hey, how does that happen? Hey, look, I understand people have the right to free speech, but how do we allow people to come into this country illegally, and then how do we allow people to literally march the streets of our own country, yelling "Death to America"?
I know it's nuts, and I mean, again, you gotta allow them to do it, just like you gotta allow the
right
Westboro Baptist Church to protest funerals of dead soldiers and stuff. Believe me, as a former soldier, I want to go in there and just cave their skulls in. But that's what we served for—the freedom to be an asshole.
And there's some thunder going on in this joint.
Is it? It must be bad. It's not bad over here. It's a little dark, but. I don't hear nothing. No, I hear it on your side.
Yeah, there's definitely some thunder. Now, there is a tornado watch out until 7 o'clock tonight, which means, and I'm upstairs, so if the roof comes flying off, that would be my luck. On the 2-year anniversary of almost dying and losing my leg, I'll get killed by a tornado doing a podcast.
Right. Somebody just pointed this story out in the chat. I'm going to pop this right up. I think we need to comment on it immediately before Tony gets here. Just because I love anything that goes bad for LeBron. LeBron James concerned by squatters near his home. I'm positive he was one of these. He's as left as they come.
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't he opening his doors?
Come on, James, open up your doors.
You tell me he doesn't have a 70-room mansion?
I am saying that all these leftist people that sit there and want this country to have open borders. Not a single one of them would open up their gated communities to have these people walk on in, live in their front yard, much less their house.
Yeah. California has a squatting problem, and now LeBron James is growing concerned about alleged squatters who have moved into a $4.3 million mansion near his home. You know, it's not funny, but it is funny.
Right.
It's really
not funny because it's actually happening, but it's funny that it's happening to him.
It's funny that it's happening to him because this is a guy that has been telling all of us what pieces of shit we are. Good. Fuck you. This is the validation that everything you spout out of your stupid face is stupid. I love that it's happening to him. I hope they somehow work their way into his house and squat there too. Although, you got to admit, this squatting thing is crazy, man.
Oh, it is crazy. But, I mean, it goes back to, like, squatters' rights when there were Indians around. Like, and I mean, like, Native American Indians and Buffalo and stuff like that. I mean, that's when squatters' rights and all that came around. And yet these laws are still in the books. People get away with this shit. I don't know how, but...
Yeah, I mean, how do you not just throw them out?
I don't know.
Grab them by their face and throw them right the fuck out your door.
But then again, I start thinking, when can I take advantage of some of this stuff? Because if I tried to do this kind of stuff, I would be tossed out. Yeah. Like if I sat in this house and said, I'm not paying property taxes anymore, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here and I'm not paying association fees. I'm not paying property taxes. This is my place. I own it. I'm sitting right here. You're not going to do anything to me. I'd be in jail within 35 minutes of them being laid on my back.
But you can't do it there. You have to go to your neighbor's house and do it. You can't do it in your house because then you're on the hook. But if you take over your neighbor's house.
So if I squat, okay, I could do that.
If you take over your neighbor's house, these laws are so fucked. I can't believe that they can't get some kind of emergency stay and handle this. But if you took over your neighbor's house and just said, well, I live here now, then your neighbor can actually be penalized and jailed if they don't continue to pay the electric bill, the lights or the gas, the heat, the mortgage, all that stuff.
Well, I'm telling you, the next time that you go on vacation, don't tell me because otherwise I'm moving right on into your place. I'm going to sit there and good luck getting me out.
Yeah, but the difference is I have guns. You will get
you
out.
Leave.
You will get out because I will use the guns. You will go out breathing or not breathing, but you will go out.
And I heard somebody on the left the other day say, well, you know, this is just happening because now that's the right's talking point is squatters. No, it is happening.
It's happening. It's not because the right is talking about it. It's happening. It shouldn't be happening. That's the real point to this whole thing is how can it be happening? How can you pay for 20 years on a house, go on vacation and come back and now you don't own your house because some asshole broke into it? How about arresting them for breaking into your house?
Right.
I mean,
you can't do that kind of thing. You can't. People can get away with anything they want to now because crime is not an issue. Crime should be an issue come November when it's time to vote for a president. Again, you can say what you want about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He was a law and order president. He was a law and order president who believed in police and stopping crime. And he also had no wars going on in his world when he was in office. So he may be a dick and a womanizer, but this place ran a hell of a lot better than it is now.
Yeah, it did. Definitely did. All right, let's do this. Let's transition out of this.
Play a Tony commercial and then go to Tony?
Yep, I got it.
Tony sent me like 10 videos of where he's going to be. So I have no idea where Tony's actually at or what he was doing. So we'll play his commercial and then we'll get to it.
All right, here we go.
Assured Window Cleaning specializes in window cleaning, chandelier cleaning, blind cleaning, gutter cleaning, and post-construction cleaning. In business since 1947, Assured Window Cleaning has proudly been serving its customers in Cleveland for 75 years. As a family-owned and operated business, Assured Window Cleaning has built their reputation on trust and delivering the best results possible. When you need window cleaning services for your home or business, contact Assured Window Cleaning. We're one of the top window cleaning companies in all of Cleveland for both residential and commercial. Visit our website today at www.assuredwindowcleaning.com or call us at 440-989-0122 for a quote. And remember, everybody knows Tony. Contact Assured Window Cleaning today.
Live at Sweetie's, 6770 Brook Park Road in Cleveland, right by Ridge Road. If you've never been to this iconic candy store, you got to check them out. People come here from all over the country to experience this 40,000 square foot building. It has everything from Humphrey's candies to their own Campbell's popcorns that they make right here in house. They also have the soda pop and ice cream store, which is in the front. And in the summertime, they also have miniature golf. So again, it's a great destination for the kids and the family. And they have the old school candies, like right here, Boyer's Mally Cups. They have Clark Bars. They have Zag Nuts. They have any dark chocolate you can imagine. They also have, what's really cool about this, since it's the eclipse, they have something really special here, which is a black cherry vanilla popcorn in a bag. This is so cool. They had 18,000 people walk through these doors within the last week. It is the day before Easter, and this place will be packed. They opened up about an hour early, and this place just got filled. It's really cool. Again, if you've never been here, I call it the eighth wonder of the world. You got to check this out, too. They got the old moon pies. How appropriate for the eclipse. So again, Tony Masaccio here, live at Sweetie's, located at 6770 Brook Park Road. Everybody knows Tony.
Oh, that was obviously an older one, but you sent me like three videos.
Well, that's the one you sent me.
That's what you sent me. Hi, Tony.
Hold on, you're not on yet, Tony. Let me pull you in.
The one which was, there you go. I did send you the one where I was at Pinstripes in Pinecrest.
Yeah, you sent that 5 minutes before the show, so we can't get
did
it up
it really?
That quick.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's so, all right.
Anyway, we'll play that one next week. They have a buffet on Sunday mornings between 10 o'clock and 2. It used to be $29, obviously, with the cost of food going up. It's still only $35 for a buffet.
They've got
smoked salmon. They have shrimp. They have prime rib. They have omelets. They have homemade waffles. It's worth the destination trip on Harvard and 271.
Well, I'll tell you what. You talked about the eclipse during the BA Sweeties video there, and it looks like the eclipse outside right now. Like,
oh, my
there
gosh.
Is no light at all out this window.
Yeah.
It's pitch black, and it's going to be coming down soon here.
Yeah. So, again, I am sitting in my den. I'm in North Royalton. You're right up the street from me. Yeah. It's getting dark. So where were you guys during the eclipse?
I was at home. I was sitting outside in my driveway, and I watched it, and I thought it was pretty cool, to be honest with you. But
yeah. And Chris?
I watched it on TV.
You watched it on TV? You didn't see it.
But honestly, Tom, much like my sex life, it was 4 minutes and done, and I was back to doing whatever
exactly.
I was doing before. So it really wasn't all that impressive. And that's what she said.
Yeah. So. And someone made a lot of money on that eclipse, from the glasses to downtown, to all these events that were happening.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great market. And schools were closed. The city was – everything was closed. There was no production in America – well, not in America, but that line from Dallas through Cleveland to East Coast.
Right.
Because
Where were you, Tony? Where were you?
I talked to Little John Rinaldi. He was in Florida. Again, nothing happened there. So I was at my accountant's building They own a few buildings on the west side of the bank, which is Jacobs Investments. So I was on the top floor, which was, we were on the roof 10 floors up. So they had a barbecue going. There was alcohol. It was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, again, I used to laugh at these astronomers. Now I got to give them credit. They had this thing to the hour, to the date, to the year, to the minute that this thing was losing its, you know, covering the sun in 4 minutes.
Right.
It was interesting. It was. I mean, it was cooler than I thought it was going to be. And I was one of these jackasses with my glasses on, sitting there staring at the sun and hoping that I didn't fry my eyes and stuff. But
yes.
It was cool, but then it was over, and now I forgot about it. I don't really care if I ever see another one. I mean, if I don't ever see another eclipse, it's really not going to affect my life in one bit. I mean, it's just not.
No, and we won't. But can you imagine 100 years ago if that moon would cover the sun and you didn't know the hell that it was coming and thinking the world was going to end?
And I talked to a couple of different people that are in the business of the Lord, and I got told that it could be the rapture that was on its way. And I waited, and it didn't happen. So maybe the next one.
Well, we'll be gone. It's 400 years or whatever the hell it is.
Well, I think there's another one in another track.
2044?
2044, that'll be like in another area, so we could travel to go see it if we wanted to.
So I saw it was like the half eclipse. Was it 15 years ago? 17 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah. We had it up here, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you're not supposed to stare at this thing. I'm just wondering how many idiots were staring at the sun and the moon, and now my eye insurance is going to go sky high because every idiot's in the freaking eyeglass stores.
I saw the best video on TikTok. It was the greatest. And this guy is standing there. He's talking about the eclipse. He's got his glasses on and everything else. And all of a sudden, his little kid comes running up to him. He's like, "Daddy, I can't see anything." And the kid's crying and yelling. He's holding his eyes. The kid just looked up at the sun and was staring at it with no glasses on. And he's like, "You're joking, right? You're kidding." He's like, "I can't see anything, Dad." Poor kid was blind as a bat. While the wife is there, you know, filming this TikTok video. It was great.
I saw a thing on Google that the Google search is like 5 minutes after it hit each city for immediate eye pain from looking at the sun. We're like a million searches in each city that it went through.
Wow.
I guess people are stupid.
And then I guess they had one city bought these glasses that were bootleg glasses. I don't know where I saw that on the news. But can you imagine that? Buying the glasses, looking up, and they're not the official glass to look into the sun and the moon.
They're just some old 3D glasses from the Jaws 3D movie or whatever.
I showed somebody my glasses. He's like, "Are those official safe glasses to use?" And he picked them up, and apparently he knew what he was looking for. I had no idea. I could have been sold a bunch of crap, and I wouldn't know the difference. But I thought it was funny, though, watching social media, because everybody had to put a picture of the same damn picture of the sun on social media. We saw it.
Exactly.
But look at the angle I got.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, so it was kind of cool. I mean, that 4 minutes, I mean, it got completely dark. Well, I got to tell you, I went to the golf course today, and a friend of mine was telling me that in Walton Hills, when it got dark, you can hear the coyotes howling.
Oh, wow.
Once it covered, so I mean, just think of the crazy things that have happened with the eclipse. So I got to send you a video where little John, of course, he was in Florida and he didn't see it. And he said, "You know, little John here from sunny Florida, I'm not going to be able to see the eclipse, but they say that strange things happen when you look up." And he starts taking his clothes off and he's running around in his front lawn with his underwear on. He says, "See, I'm normal. Nothing's crazy about me."
Always the entertainer.
That's awesome. Yeah. I got to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. So, I was actually at, and I'm going to have you play that next week, Seth. It is Pinstripes.
Yep.
Every Sunday morning, they have a great brunch. They do about 400 people between 10 o'clock and 3 in the afternoon. It's actually a buffet. It's not a brunch off a menu. So a lot of people ask me, you know, where do I eat on a Sunday? And I'm not really a brunch guy, But what's cool about it is they have the prime rib I go to, right? You know, where the line is. And right. then they have an omelet. So I'm happy just with that and smoked salmon.
Right on.
Yeah, I got to check that out, man. Because I'm a buffet guy, and I don't think I've had a buffet in 2 freaking years. So yeah. I'd love to go check that out.
Yeah, that you definitely have to check out. So.
Tony, last week, or on Monday, rather, the topic of salmon came up, and Seth asked for a description of what salmon tastes like.
Yeah, what does salmon taste? I've never had it.
You got I said it's kind of like the texture of tuna, but it's not the taste of tuna.
Nor is it the smell, and it's not a smelly fish.
Right.
At all, whatsoever. So there's another great fish, which is a Mediterranean fish, branzini. And you can find it in a lot of Italian restaurants. It's a white flaked Mediterranean fish.
Okay.
Also, not fishy, tastes wonderful. Seth, are you picky when it comes to fish? I know you're picky about every food. Is the fish not on your menu either?
Honestly, my extent of fish products is basically fish sticks. So I'm not exactly – and usually I put ketchup on them. So, like, I'm not exactly a connoisseur of fish.
So guess what? That's a great fish, and it's actually good for you. So it's not, you know, it doesn't have that smell, that taste of a fishy, you know, especially the texture of it, because a lot of people don't like texture too when it comes to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking about firing up the grill, and my wife said, why don't you? My wife and daughter both wanted me to cook salmon on the grill, and I said, I don't think my grill actually cooks salmon. I don't have the particular grill specifications to cook salmon, basically because I don't know how to cook it, nor do I want to. And I've never had it. So is it good, though? Is it filling? When I see a piece of salmon, it looks like I need like 6 of them.
No, it's filling. Nice piece of salmon that you can get anywhere from Giant Eagle to Heinen's, or go to a fish market, get a nice piece of it. You can put down a piece of foil and oil it up. You can marinate it. Again, you can have her look at any recipe for salmon on a grill. Put some asparagus. Oh, wait. Did I say the wrong word?
Put some
asparagus on the grill. Put a baked potato, and you'll have a nice dinner.
Yeah. Wrap that salmon up with a little bit of lemon juice on it, maybe some chives. Wrap it up. Put on the grill for, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it takes to cook it. You're talking some good eats there.
Right. Is it a good fish for, like, ketchup or ranch?
No.
Ketchup or ranch?
No, neither. If anything, you might want to put, like, a dill sauce on it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat, like, I have stopped eating ketchup. I haven't had ketchup in 2 years. But ranch is like my thing now. Everything has to have ranch on it. So if I can dip my salmon in ranch.
You're going to kill it with that.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Just eat it plain. I mean, you know, eat it without a dip, or again, use a dill dip maybe. And, you know, check it out on the internet and find out what's the good, but no ketchup, no mustard,
mayo?
No mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
It's a good fish. So.
Sure. Tony, one more place that people are asking me to ask you about is an Italian place in Solon, Alessi's.
Alessi's is a wonderful place. So it's actually a deli, and they have hot foods where you can walk through, get anything from lasagna to meatball sandwiches to spaghetti, pastas, slices of pizza to go, and you can grab a loaf of bread, and it's all Italian items is Alessi's. They were known in the 70s, 80s. They had probably 4 stores in the area. There was one on Mayfield. There was one on Broadway in Maple Heights. And it's a great Italian specialty store.
I know the Triv used to go there on Mayfield Road. He used to like that one, I believe.
Yes. Great place.
They dropped us some subs at the radio station one time, and they were fantastic. Yeah, I like that joint.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Very good.
So,
well, where can we hear you, Tony?
Yeah, actually, you can hear me every Saturday morning on 1490 WERE, Flashpoint 1490. I'm on between 10 o'clock and 11. This Saturday, I'm going to be at Be Inspired Sweet Treats, the place that was making those homemade strawberry dipped chocolates. Oh, my God. She also has pretzels. She has Rice Krispies that she covers. And of course, I sent you guys those Oreos.
Yes.
With their logo of Seth Williams Show on it.
Which were fantastic because they were like dipped in white chocolate. And amazing. So that joint is very cool. So awesome.
So guys, let me just leave you with this one little joke.
Okay.
What player in a court starts with two balls? Is it a tennis player? Is it a bocce ball player? Or is it paternity court? Tony Nastasio for the Seth Williams Show.
Thanks,
Tony. I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday. Thanks again.
All right, Tony. Take care, man. There goes Tony. He loves getting in those jokes that he can't tell on ERE, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And at least we already have a video for next week.
Yeah, that's good. We're ahead of the game.
About the place, but yeah.
That's right. Well, we're ahead of the game.
I want to check out that joint. But I mean, like, buffets
are
so
I might have to call
expensive.
Them tonight. I'll have to see if they DoorDash Alessi's.
Yeah, but you talked about the pinstripes and the buffet there. Buffets are just so expensive.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't used to be.
No.
Like, I remember when I went to Vegas, you get a buffet, and I guess it was like $8 a person. Now everything's like $50 a person.
I know, it's crazy. Well, don't talk about them yet, because we got to go.
Where are we going?
We're going to Locals.
No.
Locals to Mines.
Mines?
We're going to Mines.
What are we
going to
do there?
We'll talk about buffets, maybe.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving a half-assed version of this show tonight on Mines. Right. Since nobody has subscribed as of yet, you can watch, though, for free tonight and tonight only.
That's right.
Because whatever. I don't even know how to get on it. What do I do?
You just go to www.minds.com/Seth Williams Show.
I'm talking about me. I don't even know how to get.
Well, you
do I just stay here?
That. You just stay right here. Stay right here. But for the people that are watching, if you'd like to continue watching for the next half hour of show, just go to www.minds.com/Seth Williams Show. And I think it's the top post on our timeline. So go there, click the post, and you will see us. But for the rest of you, we are getting ready to say goodbye. So if you are on Rumble or on Twitter or whatever, you know, whatever it is, we will see you guys.
Talk to you next week.
Yep. And for the rest of you that want to check it out on Minds, come on over.
Minds.com/Seth Williams Show. It's free tonight.
Yep. See it.
The most exciting and most talked about show today is Chris Akin Presents. If you like great interviews, real road stories, and more, then Chris Akin, Eric Ferrantinos, and their cast of characters have the show that you need to watch. Catch the show live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at ChrisAkin.net, CMS TV, Wowza TV, Rumble, and X. There's always lunacy happening on Chris Akin Presents.